Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
How can we sustain that the people going under? Tell me, how can we sustain? Tell me, who's got a thing to play?
This segment is not for young kids.
Gotta fight a fight.
Stud Muffin through six. Are you possibly just medicating some pain from some really bad stuff that somebody has done to you in your past? Some kind of real personal trauma? So today, has that evolved into your being oversexed or maybe even a full-blown sex addict? And why should you even care, right? I mean, anything wrong with undressing a hot babe with your mind even though you're married? Does this impact your relationship seriously with your wife or wife-to-be? If you've been feeling restless and uptight and kind of hollow inside, maybe angry, is it just possible this has any connection with that personal trauma that's occurred somewhere in your past, maybe when you were a young boy, and it's connected with your sex life today? You know what I mean? These kinds of questions are why I have sex therapist Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado with me on the phone. Dr. Weiss is a recovered sex addict himself. He counsels men one-on-one, and he speaks regularly to men's conferences across the country. Dr. Weiss, I want to welcome you to the program.
Well, it's good to be here, Gary. I'm excited.
Dr. Weiss, in a sexual addiction recovery, you have talked about some things in the 12-step healing process, and one of those was the spiritual dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like for you to address that, because obviously that is really key. And immediately, I know that there are some listeners, when they hear that term spirituality, it's going to make them a little uncomfortable. So address this just for a
few minutes. Sure. Well, I don't think the way I view spirituality make anybody uncomfortable, because I'm not into religion. I don't think that religion is really good for anybody, you know, where we kind of check off the boxes and try to pretend to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I talk about spirituality is kind of getting congruent with God, with yourself, living in congruence with what you know is true. And now, if that takes a path of going to a local church or other expression of that, that's a wonderful thing, finding a community that believes the way you do. But really, it's living a life that you can live with. You know, I had another guy in my office just today. He's, you know, about as far away from God as you can imagine. But he's trying to grow spiritually. He's like, you know, I know all this, like, Bible stuff. I grew up there, but I don't know, you know, God. I don't know. I don't have a relationship with him in a way that I know that he exists. And he was struggling because addiction kind of fills that void. You know, the addiction is always there, always willing, accepts you all the time, nurtures you through all your emotional boo-boos, and actually becomes a spiritual replacement. So that's why all the recovery programs deal with spirituality as part of the treatment, because it has been part of the absence in an addict's life. And basically, because they want to be their own God and do their own thing all the time. So, you know, that's a difficult life.
And Dr. Weiss, you mentioned in your book, The Final Freedom, about spirituality, that actually having two facets to it, one being the kind of intuitive facet, and the other one is the, you know, is the vertical of God. So address that a little bit.
Well, when you're spiritual, you'll try to live in congruence with yourself. If your intuition is saying don't do that, don't do that. If it's saying go ahead, go ahead. You got to get connected to your own spirit as well as your own emotions. We talk about that in the book as well, connecting to your emotions so that you can live as a complete soul as opposed to having these big gaps in your soul. And then also there's that developing of your spirit relationship to a spirit source like God. Having that relationship, you know, praying is part of recovery. And developing that and just kind of see where it takes you. And we find that people find beautiful places of spiritual congruence with themselves and with a God.
And for you personally, that led you back to a relationship with the Jesus Christ. Is that not correct?
Well, that's my story, absolutely. You know, my spirituality is that and it wasn't religion. You know, I just grew up knowing that Jesus was God. And when I was going to commit suicide, I went and I said, listen, I'm going to kill myself. I'll give you 30 days. If you don't do something different with me, then I'll just kill myself next month. And that was like 19 years ago. So he's been really integral in my life, in filling that spiritual hole so that I could be whole.
We're talking with Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado, a national lecturer and author on sexual addiction, a licensed counselor, and a recovered sex addict himself, recovered for 14 years.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
In the spiritual dimension of the recovery process to a sexual addict, let's talk about prayer here for a minute. I love the way you say, believing in God, is not a prerequisite to praying. What do you mean by that?
Well, in AA, when you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, they say you pray. That's it. And that's how you get, one of the things you do to get better. Remember, I had this agnostic guy who was in my office, and he's like, well, I don't believe in God. I said, you don't have to believe in God. You just need to pray in the morning, thank God for keeping you clean today, or ask him to keep you clean. At the end of the day, thank him for keeping you clean. And I said, you're paying me big bucks, so just do what I'm telling you, see what happens. And so he did. And then about a month later, he comes in and he says, Doug, he says, I don't know about this God thing, but this prayer thing really works. And he went on about examples of answered prayer in his life. And it was just it was a good experience for him not to be religious, but to practice spirituality.
Dr. Weiss, you've really given us some insightful information here, and I want to thank you for that.
Thanks, Gary, for opening up your microphone for this. And I'd encourage anyone, take the next step. If you got an issue, go ahead and take the next step.
My guest, Dr. Doug Weiss. When you pray, remember this great principle and truth.
Jesus, He loves me. This I know.
With Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.